What is up, everybody? Welcome to Real Talk for Real People with your friendly neighborhood coach. Today's Real Talk for Real People is sponsored by Juice Plus. You don't have to go broke to be healthy. Now, are y'all ready for some real talk? Are y'all ready to get this information? Well, pucker your ears up, because here I come, world. Coach Rodney Young. Goodness, Real Talk for Real People is back. I'm ready, y'all. We live and on the air. Check this out. You know where to catch me. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. You can call me at 623-226-5635. I'm telling y'all right now, this is the new and improved Real Talk for Real People. This is your friendly neighborhood coach, Grind Time Fitness Wellness Consultant, Juice Plus Distributor, Real Talk for Real People podcaster, and all around nice guy. Go ahead, and I want you to listen a little bit more of Marvin Winans' "You Never Let Me Down." Yo, what is going on, people? Man, I know it's been a minute. I'm going to try to stay on this thing as much as possible. I got a lot that's been going on, out here in this world. I just wanted to take some time and just really get back into the field of Real Talk for Real People. Now, let me introduce folks who don't know what Real Talk for Real People is. Real Talk for Real People is just, it's just that. It's real talk for real people, real time, right now, real. Listen, my thing is I don't do anything against the word of God. So I want people to understand I've coached for over 25 years. And so even through my coaching, I never, ever forget who I am, whose I am, and who I live for. So all the views that are expressed by me come from the word of God and come from me. They're not affiliated with anyone else, but just Coach Young. So I want everybody to understand is that I don't know anything but to keep it real. Okay? That's the way I've lived my life. Every person that has been in my life, that's close in my life, are alphas. They are real individuals. I don't know fake. I don't know phony. I don't know things that break down. I don't know about that stuff. All I know is give it to you the way it was given to me, and you take it and you run with it. Now, my motto is this: if you don't want to know the truth, don't ask me the question, because I'm going to be as truthful as possible. The Bible talks about the truth. Speaking the truth will set you free. Okay? So I just want to set those things up for those that are new to Real Talk for Real People. You can check my other episodes and on the podcast and really get a feel of who I am. I don't have a problem in answering people's questions, but understand I'm going to answer it real. I'm going to answer it the word of God. I'm not worried about a person's feelings. I'm not trying to get a whole lot of viewers and followers. That don't mean anything to me. What means most to me is me giving you what is real and giving you what is true. All right. So having said all that and set everything up, you know, we just going to talk a little bit. I'm going to go off script today. Normally I have a script and things that I'm going to run down, but Coach Young is going to run off script a little bit. So just bear with me. I may bounce a few places, a couple things that's on my mind. I might say some things that some might ruffle some people's feathers, you know, and with Real Talk for Real People, there's going to be times where we're going to have uncomfortable conversations. Okay, that's what we need to have in this world, is uncomfortable conversations. Okay, conversations that most folks ain't gonna sit in a room and talk to each other one-on-one about. Okay, I may say some things that people are thinking but may not want to say. Real talk, that's just me. All right. So let's get some things started. Let me get some things off my chest right now so that people can understand where I'm coming from. It's 2021 right now. We just came off of 2020, which some of y'all may think it was a terrible year. Okay, a lot of things went on during that year in 2020. A lot of things may have been against folks in 2020. We're dealing with a pandemic, plandemic, scaredemic, dumbdemic. Okay, and let me explain why I say that, because most folks call it a pandemic. I call it a scaredemic. Okay, I call it a plandemic. If you want to research for yourself. I call it a dumbdemic because people get caught up in the stupidity of it. Now, does that mean that it's less severe? People have lost their lives, and my prayers go out to those individuals who have lost family members, during this time. But it doesn't dismiss the fact that my opinion is this has been all planned. Okay. And I'll go into it at a later time and talk you guys through it. Real talk. But having said that, people have been so focused on this coronavirus, okay, they've lost track of the goals and aspirations and the things that they need to do because they've been so caught up, okay? The Bible talks about the steps of a righteous man are ordered and he delighteth in his way, okay? So there is an order that we must follow. Even in the midst of what's going on out here in this world, God's order doesn't change. Your order should not change. And for those that want a title for this, I'll give you a title. The title is How to Maneuver During Times of Struggle. Very simple. How to maneuver during times of struggle. Okay? So, if God orders your steps, what makes you think that you have to stop following the order that he gave you? There are going to be trials and tribulations that's going to come up in front of you, but you have to know how to maneuver them, how to get through those obstacles, how to get through those things that might be trying to slow your forward momentum down. And Coach Young is going to tell you today how to do it. It's going to be very simple. I'm going to keep it simple, Saints. K-I-S-S. Keep it simple. Okay? When you're dealing with things that are trying to derail you, deter you, distract you, dismay you, there are just a few things you have to do. Number one, you need to recognize that this is something that you have to deal with. A lot of folks, when it comes to certain obstacles, you try to run from them. What's going to happen is if you try to run from that obstacle is not going to go away. It's going to be there. You have to figure out how to be able to deal with that obstacle. Now, caveat to that, sometimes obstacles are people. So now you can get away from people. Don't get me wrong. You ain't got to dog them and diss them. You'll never hear Coach Young say that. But you got to walk away from them, okay? If you have someone that is in your life that is not helping you advance to the next level of your walk, then why do you have them with you? Real talk. That doesn't mean you diss them. That doesn't mean you dismiss them. That just means you put them in certain categories. And I'll give you the categories at another time because there's different type of categories that you place people in. Real talk. But if you have someone in your life that is constantly putting obstacles in front of you, then shame on you. Why are you still there? Why are you still dealing with that individual? Okay? You can keep a person at arm's length and still do the things that you need to do to be successful. Okay? But once I have identified the obstacle, then you must now determine how are you going to deal with that obstacle. That's number two. Okay? You can't run away from it. Okay? You can either try to sidestep it or, for me, go head first right through it. Real talk. Okay? Because the things that you go through is only going to make you stronger in your walk. Okay? No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. You have to understand that the weapon will form. Okay? And I know it sounds kind of elementary schoolish, everybody, but that weapon's going to form. You can't stop that weapon from forming. But when it says it's not going to prosper, it's saying that it's not going to hurt you. It's saying it's not going to defeat you. It's saying that it's not going to deter you. Well, why is that, Coach? Well, I'm glad you asked. The reason that is because if you stay focused on the Most High, if you stay focused and you stay locked in on what God has for you, there is not anything, and I mean nothing, that will stop your forward momentum. Understand, you are like a train. And when that train is rolling, That train has difficulty stopping. Any locomotive has difficulty stopping. And if there are things that are in its way, okay, even in the midst of slowing down, it will still destroy what's in its way. So what kind of train are you? Are you a train that's going to run through obstacles? Are you a train that's going to try to stop as hard as possible and derail? Which train are you? Real talk. Okay. So once you've identified what the obstacle is, once you've identified your method and your mode of how to deal with that obstacle, then at that point, once you've dealt with it, take a second and evaluate what that obstacle is. Evaluate what stepped in front of you, what tried to stop your forward momentum, and why did it try to stop your forward momentum. And that way, make a plan. Make a plan that those obstacles won't come back and reoccur and come back in front of you. What does that mean? If you want to start a business, what are the steps that you're going to use to start a business? Okay? If you want to have the best family and you want to be the best husband, the best father, or the best mother, the best daughter, what are your plans? How are you setting that up? If it's something that you want to accomplish in your life, what plan do you have put in place? The Bible says, write the vision and make it plain. Write it upon tablets. Write it down, because when you see it, you're going to execute it. You think it, that's fine. But if you write it down where you can see it every day, you're going to execute it. All right? Because I want people to understand, because with this pandemic, plandemic, scaredemic, dumbdemic, it causes folks to become secluded. It causes folks to be curled up in a corner. I remember, and I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to keep it real with y'all people. What happened with me is I was in my home all the time. And I started to lose my mind because I'm used to routine. I'm used to doing something. I'm not used to just getting up in the morning and just sitting there. I'm used to getting up, getting myself dressed, getting myself prepared for the day, going to work. Okay? So many of you are working from home now. Okay? And I know it's tough. Some of y'all are working from home like, yippee, it's wonderful. But there are a portion of people who are having trouble working at home. They feel trapped, okay? They feel secluded. They feel isolated, okay? Let me tell y'all something. Corona depression exists. I know people who suffer from it, okay? Unfortunately, I've seen across the news where people have taken their lives from it. Do you realize that domestic violence has raised up since this pandemic, plandemic, scaredemic, dumbdemic has started? Do you realize there's more sexual abuse that's taking place? There's more human trafficking that's taking place. But see, they're not talking about it. These are things that are not being talked about. But these are things that are really happening. Okay? With all due respect, the coronavirus has taken precedence in this world. But does that mean that all other diseases, dysfunctions, and disorders just stopped? Real talk. Did they just stop? I'm sorry, there's no more cancer? No more diabetes. No more autoimmune diseases. No more common cold. All those things just stop. Come on, people. Come on, people. Come on, people. It's time to open up. Open your eyes. Like I said, this is a completely different real talk. I'm going to talk about real things. But like I said, I'm going to talk about some things that people may not want to talk about. And it's okay. It's okay. All right? So back to this plan. When you notice something is in front of you, once you have recognized what that obstacle is, and you have made the plan on how you're going to deal with that obstacle, and then you review the obstacle that you had so that you can never run into that obstacle again. You should not have as many obstacles in your life as you do. Because now you have a plan on how you deal with things. And I did say sometimes obstacles can be people. Let me go back to that. Obstacles can be people in your life and people close in your life. And like I said, I'm not telling you to get rid of them. No, Coach Young would never tell you that, because everybody needs an opportunity to be better. That's real talk. Everyone needs an opportunity to be better. But if you have someone in your life that is, one, not helping you become the best you possible, number two, that is not talking to you about your goals and your aspirations and your dreams. If you have people in your life that's always negative talking to you, that's always got something negative to say, that never has anything positive to say to you. If you always have someone speaking death into you, then it's time to make a change. And like I said, don't diss them. Don't dismiss them. Okay? But just set them off to the side. All right? I was going to wait to another real talk to say this, but let me break this down to you. There's a few different categories that if you take this model, you'll have a much happier and successful life. Okay? Number one, you have a best friend, you have friends, you have associates, and you have high and buys. So let me break it down to you like a fraction. Y'all ready? Here we go. Friends, your best friend. Your best friend, I say it singularly because it's very rare that you can have best friends, okay? But your best friend will bust you in your mouth when you're doing something that's incorrect. Your best friend will sacrifice themselves to make sure that you're going to be successful. Your best friend will step in and let it be known that you're not going to do something that's going to harm you or your family. That's your best friend. For me, that's my wife. That's my best friend. You understand? She gonna ride or die with me regardless, but she gonna make sure that I don't put my chin in my chest or I don't act all suckerish walking around here acting like I done lost my way. Okay? Then you have your friends. All your friends around you, there are people that gonna be in your corner, they're gonna be your confidant, they're gonna talk you through, they're gonna pray for you, they're gonna let you know, hey, look, this might not be the route you going. All right? They're gonna be there for you. All right? Then you have your associates. Your associates are just people that you talk to every day. You let them know how you're doing. Don't give them too much information that's going to come back and hurt you. Okay? You're very cordial, but you ain't going to sit down and have tea and crumpets with them. Real talk. And then there's your high and buys. That's simply what they are. High and buys. They are your high and buys. Okay? Now, Can your friends be elevated to best friend? Can your associates or your high and buys be elevated up? No. Can people be demoted? Absolutely. Okay? And the reason I say best friend is because, like I said, it's very rare that you have more than one best friend. Because if you have two or more best friends, then you're going to have conflict because everybody's going to want your time. Everybody's going to want your time. So you're only going to have one, okay? Some may disagree with me, but I've lived 47 years and it seems to work for me because I think that way. I put people in certain categories. And I know once this gets out, I'm going to get phone calls. Hey, coach, what category am I in? Hey, coach, what category am I in? Some of y'all don't really want to know. Let me say that again. Some of y'all don't really want to know. Real talk. Okay, so as we go on, how do you maneuver in this time? How do you maneuver in this time? Like I said, you're going to have obstacles. You're going to have trials and tribulations in this time. Okay, and sometimes we have to move on faith. You know, maybe not even sometimes. Let's say all the time. You need to move on faith. And what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You have to believe that you will be successful. You have to put your plan in place that you will be successful. So many folks walk around here and they're so scared. They're fearful. Okay? They're very fearful. You know? And my brother always said this, and he says this in his church. And he says, fear tolerated is faith contaminated. You can't have both at the same time. You can't have faith and fear. You can't. Okay? And that's the biggest problem in this, one of the biggest problems in this world today is people are moving fearfully and not faithfully. Let me say that again. People are moving fearfully and not faithfully. And here's the funny thing. Real talk moment. The person that tells you that they're not moving in fear, 9 times out of 10 is. Because if you're not moving in fear, I don't have to tell you that I'm not moving in fear. Real talk. I don't have to communicate that with you. But most people, oh no, I'm not moving in fear. That's exactly what you're moving in. Because you got to tell me. Because see, if I'm moving in faith, I know a person who's moving in faith because nothing affects them. They don't let anything bother them. They always have a smile on their face. They always letting you know how good things are. Things could be a complete shambles in their life, but you would never know it because they understand that the faith of God is stronger than anything man would tell you. So for that person that's listening to this Real Talk for Real People, that's dealing with something, okay, I'm saying to you right now, what's stronger, your fear or your faith? What are you letting take control of you, your fear or your faith? If it's that bad doctor's report, what do you believe? Do you believe the report of the physician, or do you believe the report of the primary physician, the number one physician, the doctor of all doctors, the healer of all healers? Who do you believe? What report do you believe? Real talk. See, because out here right now, there's a force, and that is the enemy, your adversary, your opponent, the devil. He wants you sad and despondent, fearful of what's going on in this world, shaking like a leaf, covering and quivering in the corner, not talking to anybody, not sharing with anyone. Oh, it's fearful to get outside. You might catch it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, I want you to understand this. When it's your time to go, it's your time. And there's not nothing, anything that can stop when God says it's time for you to go home. There ain't enough toilet paper in the world. Not enough water. It's not enough. When it's your time, you'll know it. And there's nothing that you can do about it. But while you're here, what are you doing? What are you doing to make other individuals better? What are those individuals doing to make you better? How are you helping people? How are you helping yourself? Are you mentally strong? Are you physically strong? Are you spiritually strong? Or do you know there's a deficiency in one of those three areas? Real talk. Real talk. You're going to have obstacles in your life. You're going to have trials and tribulations in your life. You're going to have roadblocks, stumbling blocks. You're going to have all that in your life. But the mark of a champion, is someone who has the ability through Christ Jesus to overcome. To overcome. Are you an overcomer? What are you? When you look at yourself in the mirror, what are you? You know, I preached a message years ago, and I used a football analogy. And that analogy is, are you on the injured reserve? Are you on the bench? Are you a backup? Or are you a starter? Which one are you? Because see, most folks that are on IR, they don't want to come off IR. They good just being there. Oh, I'm still a part of the team. I'm still a part of the team. But, you know, my leg hurt. Then you got your bench guys. They sit on the bench. They not bringing nothing to the table. They just sitting there. They another group that says, hey, we a part of the team. We there. Then you got the backups. Those backups are guys that's waiting to get into the game. They prepare themselves every day. That's what makes certain backups great. They prepare themselves every day as if they are a starter. So if something, God forbid, happens to the starter, they're ready to step in and go. And then you got the starters. They prepare every single day because they know they want to win. They know they want to be successful. They know that they want to look forward and not behind them. What are you? What are you? Are you on IR? Are you a bench warmer? You a backup? Or are you a starter? Think about it. What are you? Think about those categories, those things when it comes to life. Listen, it just, I think when this Real Talk comes out, it would be a few days ago that the great Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna tragically passed away in a plane crash. And there were seven other families that lost their lives. It wasn't just Kobe and Gianna. But I focus on Kobe simply because of this. When you really get into the crux of the Mamba mentality, okay, and people talk about the Mamba mentality, but I'm saying get into the nuts and bolts of the Mamba mentality. The Mamba mentality simply is this, is that you will do whatever it takes to be great. You will practice on your craft and your skill every day. You will wake up earlier than anyone else to begin that journey. There is nothing or no one that will be able to stop you. And at the end of the day, you know, because of all the work that you've put in, you know, because of all the hard work, you know, because of all of the dedication, the sacrifice that you've put in, that you will win. There's somebody out here who thinks that they can't win. There's somebody that's going to hear this who thinks that they cannot be successful even in the midst of what's going on in this world. And I'm telling you, that is a lie from the pits of hell. You have an ability to be a champion, but it's going to take hard work. It's going to take sacrifice. It's going to take an uber focus on what it is that you want to accomplish. Are you tired of working for other people? Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you tired of the doctors giving you bad reports? Are you tired of people speaking death into you? Are you tired of people turning their backs on you when you truly need them? If you're tired about it, then do something about it. Change the narrative. Change the perspective. Listen, ladies, gentlemen, my brothers, my sisters, my family, there are many people that I had to move away from. There are many people that I had to take a step back away from because understanding the dynamic of the relationship, it became toxic. Look at the relationships that you have. If there's a level of toxicity in it, then it's time to change. I want people to understand that being great is not something that you're born with. Being great is something that you earn. How do you see your life right now? Do you see your life as, okay. Do you see your life as, it could be better? Do you see your life as, I'm all right? Or do you look at yourself and say, I know I can do better? I will do better. I must do better. Brothers and sisters, it's time. It's time. As we continue to do Real Talk, I want to touch on things that's going to change people's lives. My purpose and my mission right now is for people to understand the truth through the Word of God. Understand that they can be the greatest person in this world that they can possibly be, and understand that no matter what obstacles, trials, and tribulations that come in front of you, that you can defeat it. So understand, if you don't understand anything that I have said today, understand this. The victory is yours, but it's time to focus and make the main thing the main thing, and the real thing the real thing. I believe in you, but it don't just take me to believe in you. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you can be better than what your situation is showing you right now. And once you believe that, everything else will fall in its proper place, and your motion and your momentum will be something that no one or nothing can stop. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is your first Real Talk for Real People in the new year. I want y'all to understand, like I said, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I'll be on the various different podcast venues, Spotify, Anchor, iHeartRadio. Okay. My plans is to do this once a month. I got so many things that are going on, but I want to give y'all good content. So this is just me just talking today. I hope you got something out of this today. Share this with somebody who needs to hear this message. Share it with a bunch of people who needs to hear this message. Okay? I gotta go. I'll talk to y'all later. Remember this. Whenever you talk to someone, whenever you share your heart with someone, whenever you even trying to correct someone, make sure to keep it real. Man, time flies when you're having fun. My time is up, guys, but I thank you for joining me for Real Talk for Real People, and I pray that the information that you receive today be on soft soil, and I pray that your week be successful and prosperous in Jesus' name. Join me next week for another intriguing episode of Real Talk for Real People, and until then, remember, whenever you talk to someone, make sure to keep it real. I'll see you next week.